Coach Bob McKillop joins us here at courtside. And, Coach, your observations of the game, please.
Well, I think clearly you look at the shooting statistics, and we did not have a very good shooting night, but that's a tribute to Rhode Island. I thought Rhode Island's defense was sensational. They were terrific on Jack Gibbs. They were terrific on Peyton Aldridge. And when Peyton and Jack don't put up the kind of numbers that they've been putting up all year long, 19 points between them, we're going to struggle. And yet, despite that, I think it was 8 minutes to go. We're up by 5 or 6 points, and we still had not gotten the normal production we get out of Jack and get out of Peyton. So give credit to our team that we were able to respond to that, but we just had no gas left in the tank and missed those shots in the last 8 minutes of the game.
Coach, I know that a lot of minutes played by a lot of players, but on that last 8 minutes that you didn't have a field goal or something in that area, what was the, except for their good defense, what else was the problem?
I think that what happened was Peyton was out of rhythm. He was in and out with foul trouble. You know, our bench is short. It's very obvious our bench is short. And I think we just had exhausted ourselves fighting to that point that we just had no gas left.
I know that you, in the first half, it was a battle back and forth. You went to the halftime down by only a point. Did you feel pretty good about the game at that point?
I did, because we didn't shoot the ball particularly well. We were in foul trouble, and despite not shooting it very well, we were in the game, and I thought we were defending pretty well. And then I thought our defense there really struggled in the end because we were worn down. And, you see E.C. Matthews made 2 threes that he didn't make in the first half, and those 2 threes were critical.
I know that, and the no excuse meant no excuse made, but you could tell that Jack, his legs kind of left him in the last 8 minutes of the game.
Well, in Jack's defense, Jack was not part of the halftime locker room. Jack was in the bathroom vomiting, and we were not sure Jack was going to come out in the second half and play.
It's just this was a good basketball team you played, Coach. You played against good teams. And they know how to grind out a game, don't they?
Well, they're they're a team that was mentioned in top 25 circles back in November, December. They've had some great wins. They're going to contend for the A-10 championship, and they're a mature, veteran, very well coached team. So this is what happens in the Atlantic 10. It's a hard fought game, and I think the 70-59 is a little bit misleading in terms of the final score. You reflect back, and we missed two front ends of one and ones at a time when we needed points, and we didn't get those two front ends. And, foul shots get leads, build leads, maintain leads, and win games. And we didn't do it when we normally do.
I know one of the keys in the game, pregame, was the rebounding, because the Rhode Island's a long team, a very good rebounding team. How do you feel you did on the board?
I thought we held our own on the glass, John. We limited them to 7 offensive rebounds. We got 8. It was a game in which they made shots at crunch time in the last 8 minutes. We didn't make shots in the last 8 minutes.
Coach, your message to the team afterwards was what?
My message was very simple. I think the world of these guys, it really pains me and hurts me when they lose. We got a lot more games to play, so let's go on from here and see if we can improve and get better from here.
Okay, Coach, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, John.